Central Floridians are heading to the polls today, and issues like inflation are at the top of many voters' minds. WMFE's Talia Blake caught up with University of Central Florida's Institute for Economic Forecasting Director Sean Snaith to talk about the role the economy plays as voters cast their ballots.
I think this time around, the economy is in such a difficult place, and people are really struggling with the cost of living, with, you know, overall inflation, but more importantly, sort of the big three of consumers' budgets, which are, food, shelter, and transportation. And so, you know, the cost of housing, you know, the cost of food are all rising or have been rising at a double-digit percentage rate. And so I think that really has to be in the forefront of most voters' minds as they go to the poll today.
So today when voters head to the poll, they're going to be, you know, voting on some sales tax, some referendums, and they'll be voting on the penny sales tax for transportation. I'm wondering, what's your take on how people are feeling about that right now?
The average voter doesn't have the luxury of time to sit around pondering these things like I do. You know, they're struggling with day-to-day life. The concern is that overrides sort of this longer view that this is going to help us with, oh, do I really want to have to pay a higher sales tax today when I'm already struggling? That kind of short-sightedness on behalf of the electorate concerns me a little bit, you know, about the success of this initiative. But the longer we don't address the transportation network in Central Florida, you know, the longer the problems of having insufficient transportation are going to persist in the future. And one of those key problems really is the affordability of housing.
And speaking of the affordability of housing, there's also a rent stabilization referendum. I'm wondering what your thoughts on that are.
You know, these efforts to try to alter or manipulate or dictate the outcomes of market forces virtually always end up in a failure at some level. That is, there are unintended consequences. The opposite of what was intended takes place. So, you know, if that passes today, this is something I think that the Orange County Commission is going to have to revisit time and again. They're going to have to make tweaks and amendments to try to ameliorate these unintended consequences. So if it passes today, it won't be the last we hear about it.
And it's important to note that this referendum has been tied up in court. And on Thursday, a judge ruled that the rent referendum will stay on the ballot, but the results won't be certified. So if rent stabilization passes, it can't be enforced unless the county appeals and wins its case. And it kind of sounds like this is almost a timing thing with the penny sales tax and the rent stabilization, because the penny sales tax is more do something now for outcomes in the future. But the rent stabilization is kind of like do something now for now, but the outcomes in the future might not be what you're looking for. And it seems like that's something important that voters should remember today.
It is. That's a keen observation. You know, we are, as a species, I think, very short-sighted. So, yeah, both of these ballot initiatives are very interesting in the current economic context. I've got my fingers crossed for the outcomes, but I wouldn't be surprised if what I'm hoping for doesn't come to pass.
That was UCF economist Sean Snaith. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 7:45 for more insights into Central Florida's economy and how it affects your pocket.